So you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. We're in the Peerless AV booth. We are proud to be here and even prouder to be a partner with AV, with the Peerless AV group. And all of our podcasts can be listened to at the Infocom 2019 microsite on the Rave Pubs website. That's ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. So I am joined here with Dan Freeman of Video 360. Absolutely hey. Glad to have you here.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate being here.
So I've been a big fan of your products for a while. You got anything special going on this particular time around?
Well, you know, we're showing our first audio tracking camera for the smaller conference rooms, for the small to medium-sized conference rooms. It has a four-microphone array in it and does horizontal tracking to whoever's speaking. Wherever the noise is coming from, that camera's going to go there. Of course, that makes it for a very entertaining demonstration here in the show
floor. Oh, I can imagine.
But in a conference room, it works absolutely fantastic. It's very accurate, very smooth, and you can adjust the speed at which the camera pops from one speaker to the other. If you have somebody that, if you're very dynamic and you talk a lot and people are exchanging ideas, maybe you don't want to have the camera bopping around quite so fast. So you can up the amount of seconds that the camera stays in one position.
And so can you identify particular zones to avoid, or is this going to be basically just looking at the entire room?
This is just looking at the space, yeah.
Gotcha.
And we're bringing it to market at the same price as our Compass X.
Very nice.
So we're looking at a $999 retail on this camera, and, you know, it's a core, and the microphones work as your microphone plug-in, too.
So, gotcha.
You know, really, it's a pretty good value. So figure you get a camera, a microphone, and you don't have to do anything.
Fantastic. And so I'm curious, how long have you guys been developing this product?
I've been working on this particular one for probably about, I don't know, 18 months total. 6 months in the final beta testing. You know, we just wanted to make sure that everything worked really well. Pretty picky about my stuff.
Yeah. Well, it shows in the quality of your product. I'm curious now, so there's other people that are making tracking cameras, and there's other people that are using, whether it's visual or you know, the RF IR pickup, you know, what are you doing to set yourself apart from all the others?
You know, tracking, you know, it's an interesting subject when you're talking about how you want to do the tracking, where you want it. Do it, the facial tracking, facial identification, the framing, that type of digital tracking. Or if you want to do like lecture capture, like we do with our autopilot system, mm-hmm. which, you know, that's top of the market for lecture capture. And look, that's where you just look at the face and you're tracking the person. And we don't care if the professor's talking, we don't care about any of that. What we want is we want the camera to stay on the professor no matter what's happening.
Right.
That tracking system works perfectly for the lecture capture. But in a collaboration space, you don't want to have that type of tracking because it just doesn't work for collaboration. When people are talking, you want it to be able to go back and forth.
Yeah.
So, you know, the AI tracking, what you're doing there is you're dithering down the image so that you can zoom in. And that's how digital, you know, electronic pencils, and that's how it works. It takes what we call a Ken Burns box of the image and drives that smaller image around on the sensor. And, you know, while that does work great in quite a few circumstances, I think there's still a good space for mechanical pencils in the conference, particularly now that we have one that can go from person to person and still keep that little bit narrower field of view, so you get the good image quality. You don't have to worry about, you know, when you get to be my age, you don't want to sit at the edge of the table. Otherwise, you look big.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that with this separate product. It's going to be a regular straight camera.
Very nice. And what's the resolution of your cameras?
1080p.
Everything's high def. Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Of course. So for the people that aren't fortunate enough to be here at InfoComm with us, hanging out, where can they find out more about you and your products?
Well, you know, go to our website, BDO360.com, and you'll be able to see all kinds of stuff there. There'll be more. We're actually going to be doing a forklift upgrade to the website here in the next couple of weeks. We've got, you know, it'll be a lot nicer and cleaner. We're getting on to our water theme a little bit more.
Very nice.
I need to get back down on it.
Very nice. Well, Dan, I really appreciate you joining me today. This, and I'm about to look here. So what can you give me about this statement for the NDAA?
Well, this is kind of an important thing. I think that our industry really needs to be aware of what's happening. There's this thing called the National Defense Authorization Act. And what that does is tells, if you're going to sell to the U.S. government, which obviously is like the number one customer for anybody anywhere, there are certain manufacturers that you cannot have in any of your products, even if you're not selling it to the U.S. government. We found that this is going to affect our industry pretty heavily, in that a lot of those particular chipsets that are being that are part of banned entities are in a lot of people's cameras. So one of the things that I've been doing over the last 90 days or so, since I've become really heavily aware of the NDAA, is gone to any supplier that I have, any equipment that I have, and verifying that we don't have any of the banned entity chipsets on our cameras.
Very good.
I think that we need to, as an industry, I don't think that I should have to do that.
Right.
But I think we also need to be aware that this is what's going to happen. It goes into effect in August, and there are ways that people can get exemptions for that, you know, a little bit of delay of implementation. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really something that people need to look up and be aware of. Come on by our booth. I have a slip sheet here with some information.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like I said,
it's good to know that vendors like yourself are doing their due diligence and being good stewards of your product, making sure that you're compliant. That gives me a good feeling. If I'm the person buying your product, I know that you've went that extra mile.
Well, you know, we don't want anybody to have any problems down the road.
Yeah.
You know, that's just like with any equipment. You know, I'd love to sell you stuff. I'd love to hear about how happy you are. I don't want to hear about any problems.
Absolutely.
So, you know, call me if there's a problem, but I don't want to hear.
It's about all about that end user's quality of the experience.
Exactly. And I really feel strongly about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Dan, I really appreciate you joining me here today. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Gary. It's good to see you.
Awesome. You too. So that does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. If you'd like to listen to more of the podcast and all of our other live coverage and even read about us, you can go to the InfoComm microsite, visit it at ravepubs.com/InfoComm2019. And if you happen to be here in Orlando, come by and say hi. We're at the Peerless AV booth, booth number 3429.